Roger Michaud is Chair Emeritus of College Savings Foundation and is joining us this morning. Roger, thanks for being on the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I think you have some encouraging words for us this morning about the next generation of college students.
Yes, this year's survey of American high school students really found that we're doing a much better job of educating students to take a serious look at the downside to taking on student debt. In fact, what we found this year was that high school students are most exemplary. This is the sixth year of our survey. We're finding that they're saving more than ever. And also there's a larger percentage of young students today in high school that are working and putting those dollars into a savings vehicle specifically to help address future college costs.
Are more parents, you think, putting money into college savings funds as well for them?
Yeah, more than ever. And what we see as a real bright spot is they're utilizing the right savings vehicle as well, a 529 college savings plan. It may be their in-state plan. It may be a plan that's available nationally. But the benefits to utilizing a 529 plan make it the go-to savings vehicle for those folks setting money aside for college.
Roger, maybe they've also heard the news reports that places like us and others do all the time, talking about the college loans and how difficult they are. There are people who are in retirement who are still repaying their college loans.
Yeah, it's incredible. And there are many people in retirement that may have co-signed loans for their children or their grandchildren, and here they are entering retirement and still carrying student loan debt. Student loan debt now exceeds $1.2 trillion. It's the single largest category of consumer debt in existence outside of mortgages, and it's a serious problem. Many students have taken on too much debt, and many parents, and in some cases grandparents, have taken on that responsibility as well.
And yet, your study shows that a lot of these high school students would rather have, instead of some physical gift of some sort, money to help them with their college education.
Yeah, and I think maybe we have made some successes in terms of financial literacy in middle school and high school. Students seem to be taking this much more seriously than in the past, and again, more are saving. And if according to our survey, more than 83% have saved more than $1,000 thus far. More than 58% have saved more than $5,000 to address future college costs.
And speaking of college costs, we know that some colleges, the private schools, for example, charge traditionally the highest rates. Are the high school seniors now thinking about other kinds of schools?
Yeah, it's broad-based, actually. We're seeing that students are not only looking at their favorite college football team in terms of the school they want to attend, but they're looking at, you know, what is the best school specifically for me as an individual? What course of study do I want to take, and what is the best university to begin my first day? Is it a community college? Is it a vocational school in some cases? Is it public or private school? So it's broad-based in terms of the amount of information they're gathering and the choices that they're making along the way.
That's interesting what you said about the football team. I'm going to guess that there are a lot of students enrolled at the University of Alabama who go there simply because the Crimson Tide football team plays there. I mean, I could be wrong about that, but that's an interesting draw for a school to have.
Well, I think you're right with Alabama and Auburn and Florida State and Wisconsin and Ohio State. These are schools that have huge alumni, and in many cases these young high school students have been going to games for years and thinking, I want to be a Buckeye or what have you.
Yeah, and it appears from your studies that students right now are more willing to forego stuff they want right now in order to be able to afford college.
Yeah, in fact, a large percentage of these students are requesting that in lieu of a material gift that on holidays and birthdays, they're asking parents and grandparents and family members to contribute towards their college savings, and because that'll make a much bigger impact down the road. And I think that's a very, very good course to take.
I thought he was going to say they'd ask for football tickets.
In the
maybe on a special birthday or whatever.
You've been doing this survey for 6 years. Have you seen a marked difference in those 6 years?
Yeah, and it's been progressive. I think it all speaks to the amount of education that's gone in to not only to parents but to students along the way. They seem to be have a much better knowledge of the options that are available to them, the downside to taking on student debt. I mean, today, on average, a student graduating from university has $30,000 in student debt, and that impacts, you know, what they're going to do from day one after graduation, where they're going to live, whether they're going to purchase a car. They may be staying home a lot longer than they thought.
Roger, I hate to interrupt. We are out of time, but I do appreciate what seems to be very encouraging news this morning from you. Thank you for being here.
It's terrific news. Thank you.